It's 6:30 on a dark December evening in Philadelphia, just a few days shy of the winter solstice. Decked in down against the cold, people stream into the Kimmel Center's cavernous lobby from the front and side doors, making their way around a large lit Christmas tree and menorah, congregating around and up a steep open staircase to the first tier. Coming in twos and threes and groups of 10 or more, they're young and old and in between. They come from down the block, up the interstate, across the river. Sporting Eagles, Phillies, and other knit hats, they've come by car, subway, train, and bus. Nearly everyone has sheet music in hand, and a sense of eager anticipation is almost palpable.
I'm Corinne Salen.
I'm Kay Marie Plott.
Well, we're from New Jersey and right across the river, and we're here to sing our little hearts out.
My name is Todd from Bluebell.
This is my mom, Chris, and my son Lee.
Hi. Hello.
I'm Luke Morehouse.
My name is Laura Thompson from Wilmington, Delaware.
I'm Catherine Morgan. This is David Weibel and David Weibel. We're from Pittman, New Jersey. It's just so exciting to be part of such a large group of people lifting their voices in song and being at the Kimmel Center to do
it. It's a silent night sing-in. It's a kind of crazy idea. Take an iconic Christmas carol, 200 years old this year. Compose a new arrangement in four parts. Publish it online and invite anyone to learn it. Spread the word by mouth, by email, by social media. Suggest that everyone drop what they're doing to come sing it together in the midst of one of the busiest times of the year. Turns out, if you plan it, they will come. So, John, the night is finally here.
Thank goodness. It's wonderful. And people are just starting to come in. There's a lot of energy and electricity happening, people smiling.
The event and the arrangement are the brainchild of composer and conductor John Conahan, who has teamed with WRTI 90.1. He's also brought his 30-plus member Wissahickon High School Camerata Choir and spread the word to so many others.
And my mom just told me she saw people on the train on the way down here studying their scores, so I'm excited.
People keep arriving, filling the south side of the plaza, the first-tier balcony, and the stairs, where a four-foot landing becomes a makeshift podium from which John can conduct and be seen by all. There are members of professional and community choirs, church choirs from all over the region, and people who just like to sing. There are families and singles and couples, people from different cultures and different faiths.
Madoka Nishimura. I'm originally from Tokyo, Japan. I live in Philadelphia. Well, I thought it was going to be really fun. You know, I invited some of my friends. We are a part of the Japanese Association of the Greater Philadelphia Chorus Group.
Julia Zawadzki, Artistic Director of Nashira, has brought along members of this Jewish chorale of Philadelphia.
Because I think the choral singing is about community, and that's why we're all here to be together.
At 7 o'clock, John Conahan starts rehearsal. Rehearsal? Some people mill around, looking for others of their voice parts.
I'm alto. I sing soprano.
I'm a bass.
Tenor one.
I'm going to sing tenor as well.
I think we're all shooting for tenor here.
After rehearsal, WRTI's Greg Whiteside gives the crowd context to this famous carol, how it began in Austria as a poem written in 1816 by a village priest, Joseph Moore, about the calm and peace in the wake of the devastation and poverty caused by the Napoleonic Wars, about how, 2 years later, when his church organ was broken, he enlisted his friend Franz Gruber to write a melody and perform it with him on Christmas Eve with one guitar, and about how this simple lyrical carol with its message of peace and joy spread quickly throughout Europe, Asia, and America, touching people in churches, town squares, shopping malls. And now, on this December Eve, it's time to sing it once again, a brand new arrangement of this centuries-old tune. For about 7 minutes, the Kimmel Center Canyon in the middle of Philadelphia during the busiest time of the year is filled with over 1,200 voices in harmony, singing words about a silent and holy night, calm and bright, and a wish for heavenly peace. With the final chords, people break out in smiles. Excitement and anticipation have given way to thanks and praise.
I thought this was awesome. Coming together, all cultures, at a time, getting ready for the wonderful holiday.
The way the sound resonated in this space.
I'm from Russia myself. It was incredible.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, it was remarkable. Music brings everybody together, and a simple song like that, and it just, if every day could be like that and you could live in that moment, the world would probably be a better place.
I love you, Philadelphia. I love you so much. Thanks, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Year. Happy Festivus.